Covering local news, sports, and politics in the high desert, you're listening to News Caller Radio with James Roberts, the truth teller.
It's 9-1. High Desert News Podcast, talking about local news with James Roberts. He's the truth teller, and he's going to tell you stuff that's freaking awesome. Well, welcome to this podcast, where we talk local news with James Roberts. Sports, news, and politics, you're going to love it. High Desert News is awesome.
I love that intro. Thank you. Thank you for that intro, everyone. My name is James Roberts, the truth teller, and you're listening to News Caller Radio podcast show. And I just want to say I am fired up, and I hope you are too. We have a special guest in studio, and when we have in-studio guests, it's always a lively show. Brings extra energy into the studio. This is episode 4, date of January 12th. Business edition with special guest Brian Reed. We're also today going to be covering just our quick weekly news blitz. Our segments are going to go a little longer today, but with a total of 15 minutes for the show. So just hang tight and we will be right back with our guests.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
I want to give a big shout out to Brian Reed, who's in studio. Brian, let everybody hear your voice. Don't be shy, brother.
What's up, big game, Jane?
Not much, brother. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Mr. G's, who's in studio, and also big game. So for all of you who do not know, Brian owns several businesses in the high desert. He provides local jobs for our local citizens, so I want you to check the link out below if you haven't seen the YouTube video that we did earlier in the week. And that was a little bit more formal. But on this interview via the podcast News Caller Radio, I want to get into who Brian Reed is. We want to know what's on his radar and what makes him tick. You all in, Brian?
I'm all in, brother.
So, Brian, why don't you go ahead and describe the business that you provide up in the high desert for us?
Well, the Smoke Wagon Saloon, obviously, it's a bar saloon atmosphere. We try to provide a very friendly environment for people to come to. A lot of people, especially nowadays, are trying to get out for an evening and kind of get out of reality for a little bit. We have a very loyal customer following, and we try to do different theme nights for every night of the week.
Nice. Now, as I'm... You know, I've been here, just for full disclosure, I've been here once before with the wife when you guys opened up. It's a nice environment, cool people, the drinks are fantastic, and it was really like a small-town, homey feeling. You know, everybody was very polite, and also the staff.
No, that's really correct, James. That was a big issue for us going into this, was to make sure we had a good, friendly environment where people weren't going to have to worry about, because I've been to bars before,
right,
where you're looking for the other shoe to drop, so to speak. And there's been multiple bars, local bars here, that have closed down because of shootings and whatnot. And so it was important for us to have a safe environment to come to.
And that is very important. Now, you know, when it comes to bars, the knock on them is that they're a drain on city services. Have you had any calls for service at your location?
Absolutely not, James. We took over October 1st. It is we're now into the new year. We have absolutely zero problems.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, for all of you don't know, you're listening to News Caller Radio. We have a special guest in-house, Brian Reed of Smoke Wagon Saloon. Now, Brian, with the age of social media, what's been your best form of advertising?
Well, James, one of the, I think, our strategic advantages that we have is that two of us that own the bar have gone to entrepreneurial school, and so we've really taken to our website at smokewagonsaloon.com,
right,
and the Facebook page, Smoke Wagon Saloon, and really gone after our customers and more of the today's marketing aspects.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because with the age of actually, I was on the net last night, and I guess one of the biggest terms that was searched in 2012 was Facebook.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, everything's about search engine optimization and ensuring that you are in the Google Google charts and all that. So we're very keen to that, and we're trying to trying to raise up. If you Google Smoke Wagon Saloon right now, we are first or second page.
Sweet. We are coming up on our first hard break, Brian. We will be right back.
Hey, you're listening to the Truth Teller Show on News Car Radio with James Roberts. Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller. You're listening to News Caller Radio Business Edition with our guest, Brian Reed. If you'd like to be an active participant in the show, send us over an email over at podcast@newscaller.com or hit us up on Twitter at Truth Teller Show. Brian, what current promotions are you guys running over at Smoke Wagon?
Well, like I said before, we have every night of the week we have a different theme night. So Monday nights we have a pool tournament and shuffleboard tournament. We're one of the only bars up here with a shuffleboard. It gets people excited. We also have a beer pong table in the back. The younger crowd seems to like that a lot. Tuesday nights we do a Two for Tuesday, where you can get $2 domestic drafts and you can get two tacos for $2. Wednesday nights are karaoke. People love karaoke up here in the High Desert. That's our karaoke night. Thursday night is the ladies' night. Bring those women out here and have a good time. And then Friday night is Fast Friday, so we offer 75-cent PBRs for people showing up on two wheels and trying to cater to the community. Saturday nights is usually our party night, club night type deal, where we have a DJ. This Saturday night, we'll have a DJ out here rocking this place. This is where the most fun happens. Okay. And then Sundays, we really try to give back to the service industry, and we call it SIN night, for service industry night.
Nice.
So everybody that's a bartender, a server, any of that stuff, come on out. We've got we're opening up the entire bar to you guys with ridiculous prices. And let you know that we appreciate you.
Brian Reed in studio. Mr. G's, what's your opinion of Brian Reed right now? You guys don't want to know. All right, let's move on. we'll go ahead and move on. We're going to now see what's on Brian's radar. I want to know, in a sense of being a local business owner, how do you feel, and what are the trends in the High Desert right now with this depression that's going on?
Brother, like you and I have talked about in the past, I mean, this is the second business that I own up here in the High Desert, and I truly believe that business owners are going to have to band together in some kind of way to help each other if they're going to get through this. There's 4 out of 5 people are on some sort of government assistance that live up here, and we're going to have to create jobs, and we're going to have to create people that are able to work in those jobs.
Right. Now, in the city of Hesperia, as for a lot of you know, I ran for city council, and one of my biggest gripe was the city actually spends taxpayer money on multinational corporations. You know, it's like there's no excuse to be doling out corporate welfare. What's your position on corporate welfare in the communities?
You know, my position is really that the buy local theme has picked up a lot of movement, and there's a good reason for it. I mean, big corporations, it seems like a good idea at the time because they're bringing in businesses, they're bringing in jobs, but the truth is that money is being taken out of the community in which they reside. And we need the money to stay in the High Desert. We need to be able to build in here. We need more infrastructure. Just drive out here a little while, and it takes you forever just to go up Bear Valley, because we don't have enough infrastructure for the people that we have up here. We're not supporting our own people.
Right, and that's funny. You talk about infrastructure. Yesterday, we had some frost and just a little bit of snow, and the bridge, the one bridge coming in and out of Hesperia, was shut down because there were 2 accidents within an hour of each other. I tried to go the back way on I Street. That was locked up, and I also went over near the 24-hour fitness, that bridge over there by VVC. Guess what? They had that blocked down too because the black ice forms easier on concrete than on asphalt. I mean, you talk about infrastructure. What about in the city of Hesperia?
It's horrible. I ride a motorcycle, as you know, James, and there's been many times I felt like I left my large intestine on one of those roads because of the potholes, and that very same accident caused both my wife, the VP of finance for my for Charter Transportation, my other business in Hesperia, and my office manager, who's been with me for nine of the 9.5 years. Both of them, it took an hour to get to work, and they live 5 minutes away.
There you go. Now, so, Brian, before we close the show out, these first two segments with you, I want to just say thank you for coming to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, James. I'd do it anytime.
All right. Now, I want to ask you about business capital. How easy or how tough is it to access the capital in the high desert?
It's next to impossible in the high desert. Right now, if you want to get a hard money loan, you're looking at 12 to 14% plus 3 or 4 points. It's very difficult to get qualified. The banks have really shut out the people. They took their tax dollars and then they're not lending it back out to the people. And it's become much, much tougher. And with all of the fallout from the 2008 fiasco, the banks are now overreacting to that stuff, and they're not allowing the people. So places like the Inland Empire Women's Business Center in San Bernardino, places like that are a great resource for small business owners to go to find out where and how they can get small business loans.
Nice. Now, with saying all of that about the business capital and trying to raise money and dealing with the hard money lenders and so forth, obviously there aren't too many venture capitalists up in the high desert. So for the person who's listening to the show right now, who's thinking about opening up a new business or a small business, what would be your advice to them?
My advice would be to seek out angel investors. And angel investors are much different than the venture capitalists because they really look to help you and give you the training along with the capital. And so you can seek those guys out. Obviously, the banks are a tougher route to go. The SBA loans, I don't know a soul that has an SBA loan. So it's very, very difficult route to take. But, you know, the old 3Fs, friends, family, and well, there's another F, but I'm
we
not sure.
We'll come back to me on that one. See, right when the show starts the end, we loosen Brian up. We went over on our second segment, but I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on the show. You're my first guest for the new year. So like I said, folks, I will be out on assignment this year, covering the local news, sports, and politics in the high desert. My name is James Roberts. I am the truth teller, and you are listening to News Caller Radio with our special guest, Brian
Reed.
Peace, y'all.
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the truth teller, James Roberts, also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.